Ezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lama Gilmul Maseches Nedarim. There's a 1066 daf in Shas. We're beginning Perek Ein Bein Hamoider. To best introduce in brief style the topic of our Perek would be to start with the words of the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Ein Bein Hamoider Haname Chavera Lamoider Himenu Machal. There is no difference between a case in where Reuven says that he's not going to allow his friend to have any benefit from him. So Reuven prohibits his goof onto Shimon, that Shimon cannot have any hana from Reuven. Versus a case where he says that Shimon can't have any hana from his food. Reuven prohibits his food onto Shimon. Ella, the only difference between them are drisas haregel v'kelim she'ein osin behem ochel nefesh. Number one is that Shimon would be able to use Reuven's rishus for a shortcut, and number two is that Reuven has utensils that are not used for food. So then, in such a case, Shimon, according to the second neder, where he says Moder Himenu Machal, will be able to derive benefit from those utensils. This becomes a good introduction to our Perek, because in many ways Nedarim could be divided into two different categories. One would be a category in which Reuven says that Shimon cannot derive benefit from himself. In other words, Reuven saying that Shimon cannot derive benefit from Reuven, from himself. Or when Reuven says that Shimon cannot derive benefit from his objects. In the case of our Mishnah, it will be the case of Michael. Now, the obvious distinction in our Mishnah is whether the item is a Michael item or not. The case of the shortcut and the non-food utensils are not Michael items, and therefore, in the second nether, it's going to be Mutter. Mefarshim point out, and this will be brought up in the Gemara later on as well, we will see this in a week and a half on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that two basic nafkaminos aside from the one that we have in our Mishnah. Nafkamina number one would be, what happens if Reuven had an item and then he sold it to Binyamin after he made the neder? So if the neder is a neder on the goof of Reuven, so then in such a case, it is presently not connected to the goof of Reuven, and therefore Shimon is allowed to have ana if it was sold to Binyamin. However, if Reuven prohibited his items that he owns now, so then in such a case, once it's sold to somebody else, it doesn't matter, because at the time of the neder, it belonged to Reuven. The items that belonged to him, he prohibited. In the inverse as well, the opposite would apply. What happens if at the time of the neder, Reuven didn't own the items, and then Binyamin sold it to him afterwards? So then in such a case, Binyamin's sale to Reuven is not going to prohibit the items if Reuven said, my items at this particular time are aser. It was still in Binyamin's rishus, and it only came into Reuven's rishus later, and then a neder on one's items, like the neder of Limdar Imenu Machal, then would not be binding to prohibit Shimon to those items. However, if Reuven made the prohibition of anything that's connected to his goof, so then in such a case, anything that at this particular moment is now connected to Reuven's goof is going to be usher to Shimon. Our Mishnah gives us another nafkamina. And our Mishnah's nafkamina is the items that are not connected to the actual neder itself. If I say that I'm being moder hana me chavero, which is a hana of my goof, so then in such a case, then I am making all things aser. However, if it's the food, so then we have two items that are not, at least two items, at least two categories that are not included, and that is drisas haregel, and the other is kelim shein osim behem ochel nefesh. Continues the Mishnah, Hamoder Machal Mechavero. If you say that food items are prohibited, not only is it food items, Lo Yashilenu Nafo Ukvar Verechayim V'Tanur. You can't even lend the individual a type of sieve, sifter, a grinder, or an oven. Avol Mashal Ocholuk V'Tabas
vitals unizamim. But clothing, or a ring, or a talis, those things are not included in the neder, and then Reuven is allowed to lend that to Shimon. The Gemara analyzes man tana. The Gemara analyzes the question of how we look at the opening line in the Mishnah that drisas haregel, the shortcut, is not included in kelim. Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava Rabbi Eliezer. It follows the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, over here, when it comes to the case of the drisas haregel, the Gemara assumes right off the bat that this is part of a broader type of issue. And this is the issue of vitur. Let's take a look at the Ran, the last Ran on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that describes what vitur is.
Afilu vitur, masha darkan shel mochrim, levater lelokhin. In general, a seller is mevater. That word, for those of us here in Eretz Yisrael, is a natural word. It's almost hard to translate, to be mevater. The best way probably to describe it is to forego. Mar shedarkon shel mochrim levater lelochin, to forego from the purchasers, shemosif lehem kishelochim peros echad or shnayim. That when there are purchasers that come to buy things, so then you'll forego one or two fruits. So now, how do you look at vitor? Something that I would normally be mevater on, I, Reuven, would be mevater on, is that something that is going to be subject also to moder hanok? In other words, if I make an eder, not only are the things that I normally would be makbid on, if I would give you five apples, so then I'd be makbid, you pay for it. So then in such a case, if I say that you can't have hanok, you can't have enough from those five apples. But what about one apple? So then in such a case, says the Ran, Mashadarkin shalmokhan levatu lokhan shemosifalan kishalokhan peres echro shnaim, afilu oso vitur osur b'moder hanah, says the Ran in the last line on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Even that is going to be osur b'moder hanah. So that's going to be a sugya later on that the Gemara is going to make reference to on the bottom of the next Amud, and says our Gemara over here that if we're talking about the case of drisas haregel, so now that's the same type of thing. Are you makbid on somebody walking through your property in order to be able to get a shortcut? Most people are not. I was in Cleveland this past year, and my brother and sister-in-law, every day when they walk through shul to get to Young Israel of Beechwood, you walk through someone's property who's nice enough not to be makbid on drisas haregel. He's mevater. So Rabbi Eliezer says that even something you'd be mevater on would be usur if you're moder hano. We learned in our Mishnah, continues the Gemara, the last few words on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, hamoder meichel mechavero. Once you say that you're not going to allow someone to get hano from your food, including in that is utensils of food, asks the Gemara, Vahamin Michael Nadar. Why is it that the utensils are aser? The only neder was made in regards to food itself. Amar Shimon Lakish Rish Lakish answered, But Oimer Hanos Macholcha Olai. It's not Min HaMachol Neder, but Hanos Macholcha. The Ran explains that since here he adds the word Hanos, take a look at the Ran right before the end of the narrow lines on Lamin Gimel Amud Aleph. The Kimon Shahosef Dibar Maschel De Omer. The Kimon Shahosef Va Omer Hanos Hamachel Hare Osar Latzmo Kol Mashigorim Oso. Since he said Hanos Michael, it refers to anything that's related to the Hanos of Michael. And of course, a good pot is important to be able to get Hanos from the Michael. The Gemara then asks, Ema, but maybe when he says Hanas Machel Chalai, Shelo Yilos Chitin Vayitin Al Makasav, it's referring to not the utensils, but using a food item that is well known during that period of time, in the time of the Gemara, they would put wheat on a wound and it would serve as some type of therapeutic ointment. So maybe that is what he's including, but not the utensils. Amarava ba'omer hana hamevia li de maicholcha alai. Rava answers, no, he said the hana that brings me the maichol, and that of course is referring to the utensil. Amar Rav Papa,
Sak lahavi peris. If you have a bag, in those days it was a sack, that brings fruit. V'chamar lahavi alav peris. And a donkey that brings fruit. V'afilu sana ba'alma hanoa mevila de maichelu. Once we're going to formulate that that was the case of the Mishnah, which includes pots, not only does it include pots, but it will also include a donkey as well, and a sack. Boy, Rav Papa now asks the following shaila based on what we just said above. Says Rav Papa, 8 lines from the top. If he takes a horse to ride on, vitabas liros bow, and a ring to show off. Yes, that's what was common in those days. What type of car you drove and what type of rings you wore is going to be important of whether people are going to do business with you. Except they didn't drive cars, they rode horses, and they had fancy rings. Sounds familiar? About people wearing their wealth. So Rav Papa says the following. If a person wears their wealth, so then in such a case, mahu, what will the halacha be in regards to Modar Hana? What exactly is the shaila? People, when they wear their wealth, at times, unfortunately, that's the reality of the world, then they are more likely to have people offer them food. People want to invite them over. People are going to want to do business with them. So now, if Reuven asks to Shimon his Hanas Michael, does that also include to give him a horse to ride on, or a ring, maybe to give them or to sell them? So then, we even consider those things as part of Hanas Meichel. I just saw an amazing one of the Haredi websites lifted off of YouTube, a fascinating video. If it's not skewed by the people that took it, it's absolutely mind-boggling. And that is two different people, actually the exact same person. One dressed up in a bow tie and as a wealthy person gets on a bus and asks to go on for free. And the same person dressed up as an average, lower middle class person asking to go on the bus for free. And the wealthy person is constantly let on the bus and the poor person is not. Fascinating, fascinating phenomenon. And so therefore people do make judgments on people based on how wealthy they look, and unfortunately sometimes the irony of ironies is the wealthier person is cut more slack. Says the Gemara, continues the Gemara, the Shailas, that also include therefore in Hamas Michael. Mifsak Omezel Ba'ara Mai. What happens if he's cutting through his backyard in order to get to a simcha? What would the halacha be as well? Does that include Atas Machal? Tashma, come here, I'll bring you a proof. In regards to both of the above questions, what do we learn? Avol mashaloi choluk v'talsum nizam v'tabos. That we learned that you're allowed to lend the guy, if you made Hanas Michael, your items are not food items. As in the case of choluk tals nizam and tabos that we translated earlier. Heichidam, ilay mashaloi liros behen. If we're going to say the guy's not going to wear the ring and to be seen by others, then why would we have thought it would be a problem? Elav afil liros behen. We see that even if he wants to wear it to show off, it's not included in us meichel. Uktani ashilo. And we learn that you could lend it to him. Says the Gemara, maybe you can't bring him proof. Lo, lo, olam, shalo, liros. He's only taking it because he wants that ring, because it has a good stamp, but not because he wants to show off how wealthy he is. Uktani mashilo. And it says, mashilo, excuse me, lo, lo, olam, shalo, liros. V'aydi diktani reisha lo yashilenu tana seifa mashilo. The fact that it says mashilo, you can't deduce that he's borrowing it to show off, and the fact that we use the Lashon Mashileno is only because we were using the Lashon above of Lo Yashileno on the food items that were discussed, and the food utensils that were discussed above. The Ran adds that really this Shaila, the Ran puts it very, very beautifully, is do we consider Grumma of Michael to be included in Michael as well? And it could very well be that in Rav Papa's Shaila that the Ran describes as Grama LaMeichel, Tabas Lirospa is also considered enough to be constitute the Iser of Meichel included in the Neder. We begin the next Mishnah, the Chol Davar She'im Oisen Boy Oichel Nefesh. All items, continues the Mishnah from the previous ones, How do we define Hanas Meichel? The Mishnah here is Mechadesh that even if it's an item that is not used for Ochel, but it could be rented out, and then that item's money that you procured, you could use to buy Ochel. In such a case, Reuven can't lend it to Shimon, because Shimon then might rent it out and use it for food. V'chol dover shein osim ba'ochel nefesh, says the Mishnah. Even though it is not used for food, makom shemaskirin kiyotze ben aser. If they normally rent it out, then it will be aser. Analyze the Gemara, mechlal dereisha afal pi shein maskirin. That when it comes to the reisha, even if there are items or utensils that are normally not rented out, if they're associated with food, it's aser. Mantana amravada barava Rabbi Eliezer. He again, we're repeating the Ashita Rabbi Eliezer. If it's something that's not normally rented out, so then that falls into the category of vitur. If it's fall in the category of vitur that a person would normally be mavater on, of course you could use that. I'm not going to charge you anything. It's something small. It's not significant. It's not a davar shemaskir bo. Nevertheless, it's going to be usher. Must be that's because that even those items of vitor are usher when one is moder hana, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Continues the Mishnah 5 lines from the bottom. Lamikim lomet alpha moder hana mechaveiro. If someone is moder hana from his friend, shokolo eshkolo, the halacha is that you're allowed to take his shekel. The phenomenon here that we're describing is a case in which a person wants to give the shekel for Shimon. Reuven was moder hana to Shimon, so then nevertheless he's allowed to give the machtis ha-shekel that Shimon's required to give in Adar, he's allowed to do that for him. Upareas chova, he's even allowed to pay back money that he owes. So he's allowed to go to the bank and say, I want to pay Shimon's outstanding balance, even though Reuven was once moder hana from Shimon. Umachsel ha-saveda, so he's allowed to return to him his lost item. But if we're talking about a case in which the finder who returns it is actually allowed to charge a fee to the loser, that's described in the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hamabez in Elu Metzias, that in an instance where he loses time from work, so then in such a case, when he returns it to the loser pays up the lost money. So then, shenotan leschar tipla no lehegdish, then the loser who needs to pay the finder, in this case, Shimon, the loser, cannot pay Reuven because Reuven was moder hana from him. So then that money is given to Hegdish. Analyzes the Gemara. How could it be that when Reuven is moder hana from Shimon, in such a case, he's allowed to give Shimon shekel? Shekel is being gained by Shimon. How could it be that Reuven's able to pay back Shimon's chovos, Shimon's financial obligations? Must be, says the Gemara, alma avruche ari ba'almahu, that we consider Shimon's chov as a lion that Reuven is chasing away from him. In other words, there are two ways to look at it. Is it a direct hana, or that there is no direct hana, but he's just removing the Baal Chov. He's just removing the lion. He's just removing the creditor off of chasing and bothering Shimon. Says the Gemara, we must assume that when it comes to the shekel, when it comes to the Perea Schovo, it's considered Avruche Ariba Almahu Vishari. Man Tana, who is the Tana that says that? Amar Rav Hoshi, Rav Hoshi answered, Zoi Divrei Chanan. It follows the opinion of Chanan. Who is this opinion of Chanan? He discussed different shitas of Chanan in Maseches Ksubis. Says the Ran on the bottom line, Lam Gimel Amid Aleph, that he holds Shal Mefarnes Eishes Chaveiro Sheporele Sheporeilo Chom Zonosav. If I decide to support somebody's wife when that person is away, so Reuven decides to support Shimon's wife when Shimon is away, even though it's Shimon's responsibility to send the check, but Reuven sent the check beforehand, is he allowed to say, Shimon, now you got to give the check to me? So Chanan is of the opinion, he niach ma'osav al keren svi. That's a famous expression of Chazal, and that is, that's considered as if Reuven put his money on the horns of a deer. In other words, he gave his money away, but he has no recourse to demand money from Shimon. Rav Amar, even if you're going to say that
we follow the opinion who disagrees with Hanan, that if Reuven decides to support Shimon's wife, Shimon has to pay him back. However, Gabe Amoder Hanah, but in the case of Amoder Hanah, the Yoiv al Menas Shelo Lefroa, but when it comes to Amoder Hanah, there it's different. Ran adds the word Askinan, that Yoiv al Menas Shelo Lefroa Askinan. In a case of where Reuven was Amoder Hanah, that Shimon cannot have Hanah from Reuven. So then in such a case, he did it al menas shelo lefroa. He did it with the intention not to demand money back. And since he did it without the intention to demand money back, in such a case, everybody would agree it's mavriach chari, and that Reuven could pay Shimon's financial obligations, even if he was moder Hanah from Shimon. The Gemara now gives us the background of Chanan that we saw already developed by the Ran on the bottom of the previous Amud. My Chanan Disnam. What's the case of Chanan Ksubis Kuzayin Abeis? Mishalach Lamdinas Hayom. Va'amer Acher Upirnes Ishtoi. Chanan Amer Ibeid Esma Oisav. Chanan was of the opinion that you lose, even though you did something that removed Shimon's financial obligation by supporting his wife. Shimon had gone to a faraway land. Shimon still needs to support his wife as described in the Mishnah. In the end of Ksubis, nevertheless, Chanan says, Ibres Ma'osav Nechluku alav b'nei Kohanim Gedolim. The Kohanim Gedolim disagreed, v'amru yishav akam ahotzi v'yitav. That they held that Chanan was, they held not like Chanan, that the fellow who was the good Samaritan is able to collect. Amar Rabbi Dosim and Horkness, Kidivreim. Rabbi Dosim and Horkness, as described in that Mishnah in Ksubis, agreed with the b'nei Kohanim Gedolim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Yof Amar Chanan. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai disagreed and said that Chanan is right. Hiniach Mosav al Keren Tzvi, and we view it as if he put the money on the horns of a deer, and there is no requirement to pay back. Rava lo amar ka Rav Oshia. Rava did not say like Rav Oshia and wanted to learn that the case of our Mishnah in Dorim al Lama Gimel is going to be consistent with all opinions. The Kamokim lo lemesnis and kedivri akol. He wanted our Mishnah to work even according to the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Rav Oshia lo amar ka Rava. Rav Oshia did not want to give Rava's pshat that it was talking about a case of where he paid shalol al-manas lefroa, that Reuven offered to pay without any request to get any money back, and then it would certainly be permissible. Gzeira shalol lipara mishum liparea. Rav Oshia did not want to learn like Rava, because Rav Oshia says we wouldn't even allow Reuven, who made the neder, to pay back without getting anything back for, to pay Shimon's obligation with the express statement that he doesn't want to get anything back from Shimon, because we're afraid that once people think that a moder Hanah is allowed to pay back for Shimon, then he'll even demand money back from Shimon and cause people to violate their neder. We learned in our Mishnah, Maxir lo as Avedasa, if you're moder Hanah, you're allowed to return the Aveda. Pligibar Ravami Vravasi. Chad Omer Loi Shanu El Bishenichse Machzir Asurin Al Balaveda. What exactly is the case of our Mishnah analyzes Rabbi Ami Ravasi? Our Mishnah simply told us that the halach is that in the case of Moder Hanah, then it's not considered a violation of the neder for someone to return to somebody else his Aveda. Who was the noder? Was it the motzi, who's referred to in our sugya as the machzir, the individual who finds it and returns? Or is it the balaveda, the one who lost the item? Says the Gemara, there's a machlokas between Rav Ami and Rav Asi. Lo shanu, there's going to be one opinion who says that it's permissible to return, ela b'shenichse machzir asur in al balaveda. When Reuven is the machzir, he found the item, and he had made a neder that Shimon cannot derive benefit from him. In such a case of where Reuven makes that neder, so then in such a case, he is allowed to return it to Shimon. The mechima haderle, because when Reuven returns it to Shimon, meidam dinafshe kam haderle. Then in such a case, it's known to both Reuven and Shimon, that all Reuven is doing is just returning to Shimon that which is his.
which our Gemara and the Ran, the Gemara earlier and the Ran over here, describes as similar to a case of Mavriach Arib. He's just chasing away a loss for Shimon. Shimon's really entitled to it. He's not getting anything new from Reuven, and there's no problem, even though Shimon cannot derive benefit from Reuven. Aval. But what happens if Nichse Bal Aveda Asur and Al-Machsir? What happens if Reuven, who's been in our instance always the fellow who's making a neder and prohibiting Shimon from deriving benefit from him, what happens if Reuven is the Bal Aveda? He's the one who lost the item. So then Shimon is not allowed to return it to Reuven. Asur and Al-Machsir lo kamahadrile. Why? To kamahanile pruta de Rav Yosef. The Gemara introduces us to a famous klal called pruta de Rav Yosef. Because when Shimon returns the item to Reuven, he is actually getting hana of the pruta of Rav Yosef. Pruta de Rav Yosef, as the Ran describes, five lines from the bottom, is the phenomenon that if I am a Shomer Aveda and I am returning an Aveda, so then when someone comes to collect money from me, if there's an Ani who comes and I'm involved in taking care of the Aveda and returning, I'm Potter because of the rule Osik v'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah. Therefore, Rav Yosef says that every Machzir Aveda is considered one who's getting Hana. So in this case, when Shimon returns to Reuven, he is getting Hana from Reuven, even though he's returning Reuven's lost item. But nevertheless, ironically, says the Gemara, he's the one who's getting Hana. And the Hana that he's getting is that he's now going to be Potter from giving Tzedakah. That's called Pruta de Rav Yosef, as the Ran describes, four lines from the bottom. So that's the opinion of either of Ami and Rav Asi, that the only time you're allowed to return is if it is Reuven who found and Shimon that lost, Reuven being the Moder Hana and Shimon the one who is not allowed to have Hana. But the inverse, you would not return because of Pruta de Rav Yosef. V'chad Omar, afil b'nichsei bal aveda asur na ma'asei ma'adilei, that even in a case of where Reuven is the Bal Aveda, Shimon could return to him. Mishum Pruta de Rav Yosef lo shchiach, because we're not concerned about Pruta de Rav Yosef. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow's daf, the daf of Shabbos Kodesh, will continue analyzing this discussion and apply it to other halachos of Bal Aveda. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Lamed Gimel in Maseches Nedarim.